88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. And joining us on the phone with For King and Country, we have Joel. And good morning. Welcome. Thanks for talking to us today.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. O'Reilly.
I know you guys stay pretty busy on the road right now, right?
Yes, we are. We're traveling a long drive, traveling between Branson, Missouri and Macon, Georgia today. We've got 8 shows in a row and just a few days shy of starting Winter Jam 2016.
You know, and since you guys started, has it been pretty much whirlwind for you? You've been on the road quite a bit?
It has, actually.
Yeah.
We released our inaugural album, our first album 4 years ago, just about to the day. And, you know, first year and a half was lots of vans and trailers. And we've been probably, I think last year we were gone away from home about 250 days.
Wow.
To be precise. And this year we're probably looking to be home a little bit more to find a bit more balance. We're all married and Luke has a son, 2 sons. And but it's been a really wonderful, meaningful, serendipitous journey. In fact, you know, as one does at this point in the year, kind of been reflecting on just 2015. And
sure.
Both personally and as the band, and what a significant year it's been.
Absolutely. And you two are no stranger to the road. You grew up in a musical family, right?
We did. In fact, our dad was a concert promoter in Australia. Dad manages us now, but, you know, growing up in Australia, we would always have bands or artists come through the house. You know, the old classics. It was Stryper, Whiteheart, Amy Grant,
yeah.
David Meese, you know, you name it. And so some of my first memories were looking at vinyl records and blaring them over the speakers as a 4- and 5-year-old.
Yeah, so I imagine that had some influence on the music you guys are producing today.
Yeah, well, we often say that in some ways music chose us more than we chose music. I mean, we love music, but it's just been around since we were children. So that started off in Australia. Then we moved over to the United States, and our eldest sister started traveling. We kind of half joked that Dad needed cheap labor, and he has 5 sons, so he put us all to work as the crew and stage managing, and we traveled with her for a decade. She went by the name Rebecca St. James.
Yes.
And it was really through that time that we really learned the craft and fell kind of deeply in love with the impact that music can have. And For King and Country was formed shortly after that.
You know, and I was recently speaking with Russ of New Song, and he remembers those days back when you guys were on the road kind of as roadies for Rebecca St. James, and he's seen it full circle now that, of course, you guys are on tour with them in Winter Jam.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of being crew guys, when Winter Jam was comparatively in its infancy, they did a tour with Rebecca. I think it was Rebecca, a band called Big Tent Revival, and New Song.
Oh, yeah.
And they were using our production. So inherently, we were the ones setting up the production every day. So not only have we, this will be the third time we've been on Winter Jam 2016, but before that, you know, 8-10 years ago, we were the road crew for Winter Jam. So it's played a pretty major role in our story, both as men and as a band.
And Winter Jam coming January 9th to Columbus at the Schottenstein Center. And by the way, Joel, congratulations on the album Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong. Won a couple Dove Awards and Grammys.
Yeah, it's, you know what, and that's one of the things in reflection that that was very meaningful this year. You know, you can't put a lot of awards or awards, you know, Mike.
Right.
It's like it's a very special thing. But you know, you still wake up the next day and put your shoes on the same way. But what was particularly special about both the Grammy Award and the Dove Award for that album was that it was a hard album to put together. It was a very polarizing record. I had just gotten married as we were working on it, which was wonderful. And Luke, almost to the day, had fallen pretty dramatically ill with a digestive disorder. And he dropped about 125 pounds and had to come off the road.
Oh, wow.
And there was some nights where we were sort of worried for his life. And so we took these real high highs and low lows and took them into the record. And that's really how a lot of lyrics were born out of that polarizing time. So to be recognized both by the musical industry, our peers, and then by the people saying, hey, we support this and we believe in this and it's impacted us, was doubly meaningful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we said earlier, you guys are on the road quite a bit. Tell me about your devotional life on the road. How do you keep that going? Is that tough?
Well, you know what, Mike? You have disturbed my devotional time.
Because, my apologies.
No, it's all right. We've been going back and forth between Eastern and Central time. And it's funny you ask that question because I was on the phone with my wife, Mariah, last night. And she asked me, just, you know, what is something she could be prayerful about with regard to me? And I said, sweetie, I feel as though a stronghold in my life from the enemy has actually been the morning.
Yeah.
And not starting the day right. Because what happens out on the road is you got to think, you know, you're doing shows at 9, 10 o'clock at night sometimes. You're meeting people afterwards. You get to bed upwards of 1, 2 a.m.
Right.
And so you can sort of talk yourself into just deciding in the morning when you're going to wake up. And it's never really consistent, and you're changing time zones all the time, a la this morning. And so you end up sleeping that extra hour. And then by the time you wake up, your day's started. And so I just said, look, it's a very biblical thing. You know, I will seek you in the morning.
Yes.
You know, come to me in the morning. And so I really, my prayer, 2016, we have devotions before the show, and I'm a very prayerful person, but that I really want to designate more time in the morning to be really diligent and aggressive about sort of ripping myself out of that bunk and taking that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, I tell you, that really hits home because I'm the same way doing the morning show. I get up real early in the morning, so I think, well, that's too early to get up earlier and have my devotion time, so I'll just do it after the morning show. Well, then something else comes up, and you're right. The day just gets rolling. So.
And it's first, yep, and it's funny. You still eat your breakfast. You still put your clothes on.
Yeah.
But that time is the first thing to go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Again, talking with Joel for King & Country. Excited to see them on Winter Jam. That is coming up January 9th, Schottenstein Center for King & Country. Matthew West, Crowder, Lauren Daigle, Red, Sidewalk Prophets. New song, KB, Tadashi, We Are Messenger, Stars Go Dim, and speaker Tony Nolan. And just tell us, what can we expect from the show this year for King & Country at Winter Jam?
Well, it's pretty exciting because the band, as I said, was formed 4 years ago. And this tour, we're closing the night, and it's the first time that production-wise, we've ever been able to just sort of, the world is our oyster, just dream about whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
And so we're doing some pretty audacious things. There might be some ladders involved. There's some lasers, involved, some massive curtains throughout the arena that are going to drop at a certain moment and have a big reveal. And we're going to play some new songs, some old songs, and have a few tricks up our sleeve. But it's a real night. We want to inspire. So it's a real night of inspiration, but also a real night of collaboration as well. We're going to be connecting with one of the hip hop artists to come out and join us on stage, as well as a few of the other artists. So, man, if we're not your cup of tea, you've really got it all this year at Winter Jam. You've got Red, who's a great rock band.
Yeah.
You've got Lauren, who is more, worshipful in the way she writes. You've got Matthew West, who's very pop. So you've got all these sort of great. And then you've got KB and Triple E and the hip hop artist world and Tadashi. And so I think it's a very well rounded lineup and something for everyone really.
Again, that's Schottenstein Center, January 9th. You can go to jamtour.com for more details. We've been talking with Joel for King & Country. This has been a real blessing, my friend. Thanks for talking to us today.
All right, mate. Appreciate it.